Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick's the author of the On Demand brand. Rick, give us that website again, please.
That's right. Go to genwow.com, genwow.com.
All right, so check that out. And we're talking about QR codes, the square, two-dimensional, looking three-dimensional, looking hologramming, sort of, you know, it looked like they could almost pop off the page at you. And do all smartphones, when you photograph them, do all smartphones convert that photograph into that information? Is that, I mean, think about that. That's what you got to do, right? You got to take a photo of it.
Yes. So the most important thing here when we're talking about QR codes is to be realistic. They are not perfect yet. You do need to have the right app to scan QR codes, and then anyone who's done them knows you have to sit there and kind of focus for a bit before
right.
you lock into the code.
Right.
So it's not perfect. You know, in some ways.
So you have to have an app to do this. You have to have a QR app. Just having a camera doesn't work, right?
Correct. Now, in some ways, you know, QR codes are simultaneously not quite ready for prime time, and in another case, may already be starting to be replaced by something newer. So they're definitely going to evolve over the next 12 to 24 months, but the technologies for this are going to start to be baked into new devices, and you'll
right.
see this take off, where you just kind of aim the camera phone
mm-hmm.
very quickly and
yeah,
it'll get QR code.
It's not as elegant as it will be eventually. So you got to have the app. You got to focus the camera. You got to get it where it does. Is it beep at you, or does it? What does it tell you?
It kind of locks in. It's almost like a slight, on the QR reader I have, it's a little bit of a shake or vibration in the phone.
Right.
You know, letting you know it's locked on.
I got you. And then you take the pick, you push the button and it comes up and it delivers whatever it's going to deliver. It delivers a link or information
yep.
or downloads something or whatever, right?
Yes. I mean, now if you've got a URL in your ad or your marketing communications, there's really no reason to not also show a QR code for that
mm-hmm.
segment of your audience that might scan it. Now, the technology, you know, is going to evolve. You know, I mentioned the social codes. There's, you know, Office Depot is using Snap tags, which is a different form of tag for their back-to-school campaign right now, where it's a little bit more like you just know, you know, it kind of lets you know that you can scan the logo. And of Office Depot or the company, the advertiser, and you'll get discounts, you know, from their catalog and their advertising. So it's evolving. Apple is going past this for the iPhone 5. They're looking at near-field communication, so NFC communications. And this is for when you're in a retail store, instead of scanning a QR code, you just point the phone in the direction. It's just through wirelessly picks up that you're close to that device, that little chip. So it's something different than a QR code. It'll only work in physical advertisements like billboards or in-store signage. It won't
right.
work for an app, for a magazine or a newspaper. So it's evolving all the time, but like I said, with the barrier of entry being nothing, it's at least worth trying out and staying attuned to it as it evolves over time.
So at some point in time, when does it start becoming overload, Rick? But please forgive me if I'm having a Luddite moment here, but at some point, I mean, you know, I'm a high adopter, as you know. I mean, we've been doing stuff from a technology standpoint that we're pioneers in some areas. So we've been doing this a long time, and I'm an old guy, but I'm a heavy adopter. But still, at some point in time, when does it start to be overload?
You know, very quickly. But that's one reason why I actually like QR codes. Because you look at things like location-based services, which serve many small businesses, mom-and-pop
yeah.
stores, you're kind of getting pinged with an ad when you happen to be in the proximity of that location or you're forced to check in to that location. Here, the consumer controls the entire interaction,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a QR code, and if he or she wants to engage with that, they're taking control. They're taking the initiative to create that interaction.
Here's where I think a QR code could be a great thing. What if going down the road, there was nothing but QR code popping up into your cell phone from time to time, and therefore no outdoor advertising. How about that, huh? Wouldn't that be great?
It's one definite approach.
You know, the landscape is unspoiled by outdoor advertising, and you know, no offense to you guys, but you know, that might be a good thing. So, hey, listen, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Give us that website one more time.
GenWow.com, GENWOW.com.
The On Demand Brand is his book, and find out more about QR codes from his site and all the work that he does. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.